Hello and welcome to episode 34 of Show Me Your Mic. A little different episode this week. Had a cancellation, scheduling, rearranging schedule. So it's actually just me, and I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes about some stuff coming up, an idea I have basically for some podcasting community type stuff. And so stick around. I will hopefully... That sounded kind of sad, like I was going to, like I expected you all leave as soon as I said it was just me, so hopefully you do. Nothing too serious, I'll only keep you for a few minutes this week, hopefully back again next week with another great guest talking podcasting. All right, so what I want to talk to you about today, this week, this episode, is something that actually was sparked by my discussion in the last episode with Justin Jackson. And he talked about using email newsletters as a way to sort of, an email in general, as a way to connect with the audience, with friends, people who are following what he's doing, all that kind of stuff, and as it relates to, obviously, producing products and things like that online. And it got me thinking that maybe there's listeners out there. I don't know how many exactly of you are out there. I don't know how many of you will tune into this episode when there's not another famous podcasting luminary's names attached to it. But it seems to be there's about 200 to 300 people who download an episode, and then obviously it grows sometimes exponentially if depending on the guest and the audience they bring. As we all know, that's just how podcasting works. But so I thought, hey, why not try and build a bit of a community here around the idea of podcasting? Folks who are maybe either just listening to this show because they want to get into podcasting and don't even know where to begin and sort of looking for inspiration, ideas. I know I spent countless hours and many podcast episodes of various folks listening and sort of dreaming and thinking of what I would do and how I would do it and what I'd do different and if only and what equipment should I buy and all that kind of stuff. And so if that sounds interesting to you, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start with anyways, is just as part of the email newsletter thing that I do here at SSKTN, if you visit sskTN.com/newsletter, you can sign up for I send out once a week, just kind of like what's coming up and what happened in the last week as far as podcasts and interviews and stuff. So nothing too crazy if you've already subscribed to the Twitter account or check the site already and subscribe in iTunes and all those kinds of things, which I, of course, appreciate you doing. But on the bottom of that form is just a little checkbox where you can say if you're interested in any of these topics. One of them is local, so Saskatoon is where I live. And if you're interested in events and things that are local to where SSKTN is, check that box. But the important one for this episode is the idea of the checkbox for making or improving your podcast, Newbies to Pros Welcome. So check that little box and you'll get added to sort of a separate group just using MailChimp. So nothing scammy or sleazy here. You can always unsubscribe, obviously. And so, yeah, if you check that box off, then what I'm kind of thinking and sort of, again, modeling it after full credit to Justin for the idea of what he's doing, and just, you know, when ideas or thoughts strike me as far as podcasting, sending out a little email to that group of folks who are interested in that, maybe also posing questions that help maybe push you in what you're doing with your podcast or hope to do with your podcast, and often just asking a question related to podcasting where I'm looking for your responses and we'll happily kind of dialogue back and forth over email about a challenge you have, a question about something technical. I fall into an Adam Clark and I over on the Intellectual Radio program, another show I do, and Tim Smith too, the other co-host of the show, often get into these discussions about ideas we have. And I find that a lot of folks on the web tend to put the cart before the horse and start worrying about the forum software and the what they're going to do to handle all the hundreds of thousands of visitors to their new podcast or new website idea. And so I find I'm often the person who's saying, hey, just get the thing out there and then let's worry about all that kind of stuff. So that's sort of some ideas, I guess, of where I'm coming from on this and hope to maybe help be a spark for you to get over a creative stumbling block. Yeah, give a bit of a spark to something that's burning within you to create. And so it's something that I do in my day job, working with clients and friends on their web stuff. Recently, my brother-in-law, who I do a podcast with, Lost and Lemon on SSKTN here, recently. Well, now it's been a couple months, but we've been bugging him and talking on the episodes about producing a tutorial video in the with the goal of reaching a bunch of folks online. He produces steampunk jewelry and that kind of stuff, and just kind of, you know, trying to see what could happen and what if maybe he'd get 1,000 views, you know, maybe get 1,500 views, and maybe he would get a few folks who would then buy a pattern to make the thing that he's talking about, and then sign up for an email newsletter and things that he could then sell things to later or whatever. More of a physical product thing. And he put out the video and did an awesome job with it. It's nothing that I helped him as far as the video itself, but just in terms of, you know, advice and sort of pushing him to actually do it and get it done. And now it, like, he's got 38,000 some views on his video, and it's the top ranked, has been the top ranked video on YouTube and Google if you search for steampunk hat tutorial, that kind of related keywords. And 1,600 folks, I think, or something, that's subscribed to his channel based off that one video. And so just kind of like stuff like that I would like, I love to help people sort of get off the ground, build the thing. And we'll keep it a little more focused on podcasting just for the sake of this show. Show Me Your Mic, obviously, and what I'm interested in doing here at SSKTN. And we'll see where it goes. Maybe it's, I think, if nothing else, it'll be a great chance for some good conversations with folks and maybe find future guests for Show Me Your Mic that could come out of this these conversations. So if that at all interests you, hopefully my extended babbling here off the top of my head hasn't bored you to tears. Yeah, so sskTN.com/newsletter. Make sure you obviously put your name and your email address, and then check the Making or Improving Your Podcast box there. That'll get you flagged into the right group, and we'll go from there. So I'm iChris on Twitter, at SSKTN, of course, is the Twitter handle to follow. Find back episodes, previous episodes of Show Me Your Mic at sskTN.com. And like I've referenced, there's other shows there, the Intellectual Radio Program, which is me and Tim Smith, Adam Clark, talking about tech news, but more in general, just stuff that we've been up to, creative and otherwise. And then also Lost in Lemon is a show I do with my brother-in-law, talking about the two of us starting businesses and figuring things out online and just being goofy as well. That's the main thing, I guess. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you next time.